It's 8:55 and 57 degrees. It's time to see what's happening on the commodity markets on this Thursday morning. And we bring in Ellen Dearden from AgriView in Morton, Illinois. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Brian.
What are the markets up to so far this morning?
Well, we are seeing a little bit of disappointment here in both the corn and the wheat, with them trending lower. After a pretty strong close yesterday in the corn market, we're seeing the corn in the July down 4 cents at 369 3/4, with the new crop December at 387 1/2, down 4. We had pretty disappointing export bookings, both on the old crop, only 10.9 million bushel, but a negative number on the new crop. It seems like every time we go into one of these USDA crop reports, we see the week before that, we see kind of disappointing exports. China did have a sale from its stocks of old crop corn, and saw a fair amount of that 2013 crop getting cleared out of China. On the wheat side of things, export bookings there were negative on the old crop, 10 million bushel on the new. We are seeing a shift into new crop exports there. The wheat market right now on the July is 2 3/4 lower at 429, and the December at 464 1/4 down 2 3/4. On the bean side, we're seeing a little bit of bear spreading with some pressure on the May. The May grains do go off the board tomorrow on Friday at noon. The July beans trading just fractionally higher, 971 up 3/4, with the new crop November a penny and a quarter higher at 969. We're not seeing a whole lot of support from the meal market. It's fractionally lower. Yesterday we had a sell-off in the meal, kind of put a little bit of pressure on the beans late in the session, a little profit-taking. We were down 3 to 5 cents from the day's highs at yesterday's close. Bean oil's finding some pretty good support from a fifth stronger day in the palm oil. On the meat side of things, Brian, we're a little bit lower in the cattle and the feeder cattle, with the June live cattle at 123.80 down 40 cents and the August feeders at 148.40 down 52. We've certainly had stellar moves up in the cattle and feeder cattle, with a pretty strong downside move in the feeders this week. Looks like a little more pressure coming. On the hog side of things, the June hogs are 17 higher at 77.37. The Mays go off the board tomorrow along with the May grains. We are seeing these outside markets continuing to underpin things, with the crude market another 50 cents higher, really finding some support there. The metals are a little stronger today as well. On the U.S. dollar, we're higher. We've continued to bounce off the lows we put in last week. The nearby dollar is at 99.67. That's up 44 points. We have kind of a lull in plantings over a good portion of the Midwest, but you'll notice that we're really not, from a long-term standpoint, from a five-year average, we're not behind in corn or bean plantings yet. This is Ellen Dearden reporting from AgriView in Morton, Illinois.
Thank you so much, Ellen. Always great to hear from Ellen each Thursday morning here on WILL AM 580. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, cloudy skies today. Scattered rain showers ending this morning, a high of 66 degrees. Wind out of the north at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, dropping to a low of 47 degrees. Mostly sunny skies for the day tomorrow and a high of 70. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580 and WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana, 57 degrees at 9 o'clock.